How's it going, everybody, and welcome to Just Nobody's Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan.
And I'm your host, Daniel.
And today we're doing a podcast. Woo! If you're new to the channel, please hit that subscribe button, smash it hard, hit it with some passion, and hit the like button, the one with the thumbs up. When you click it, there'll be fireworks. When your mind sees fireworks, you're going to be happier. You're going to live a better life. Your loved ones are going to buy you a Lamborghini.
Whoa.
Everything's just going to, you know, be bigger.
Everything's just going to be bigger.
And if the video gets 3,000 likes, we're going to be giving one of these hot toys away to one of you guys out there. So make sure you guys comment and do all that stuff and hit the like button, subscribe. Because if this video gets 3,000 likes, we will box one of these up and we will ship it to you.
Don't break it before we give it to them.
Also, comment what you guys want us to talk about next week. As you guys can see throughout this video, we took your guys' suggestions from last week and we're talking about it this week. So let's get into the podcast.
So this week, I thought we should talk about some of the craziest, most unethical experiments that have ever been done in history.
So when you say these experiments, they're experiments that have been done to people.
To people, or either like government experiments, things that we didn't know about that maybe we should have known about.
Ooh.
But yeah, a lot of bad experiments that
you're going to get in trouble after this. We are healthy. We don't have any bad thoughts. We want to live. Okay.
Yes.
So if something happens to us, it wasn't us.
This is also just public knowledge, okay? It could be found.
Yeah, it's on Google, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Google, right? You found it on Google?
Yeah, Google.
Okay. So yeah, it is public knowledge.
Yeah.
But you might have to do some deep digging.
Yeah, a little bit of digging.
So let's get into these creepy experiments.
Okay, so the first one. Have you ever heard of Operation Mockingbird?
No.
Okay, so I guess this was an operation where in the CIA, someone leaked some information that wasn't supposed to be leaked.
Oh, boy.
So then what happened was, to try to figure out who did it, they went to, like, the suspect's house without them knowing.
Okay.
Got into their house, wiretapped everything. They put wires in their phones, all in, like, in the walls, in the lights. They wiretapped the entire house without the person knowing. They got into their house.
Well, what I wonder is, how did the person, they do all that wiretapping in the house without the person knowing? Like, how long did that operation take?
I don't know. I don't know how long it took.
They obviously did it, like, while the person was at work.
Right.
Dang. So they just wiretapped, like, the alarm clock, the toilet, like, every single thing they could get their hands on.
But the person was able to come back home and notice that nobody, like, they thought nobody came in the house.
Wow.
And that person leaked everything.
So moral of the story is, no one's safe.
No one's
if you
safe.
Do something naughty, they're gonna find you.
Yeah. Do you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Stranger Things when Hopper got his phone tapped, his house tapped. Do you remember he like ravaged like his entire house because he felt like there was something like in there?
Oh, that's like how it usually goes down. Maybe I always think about like Agent Cody Banks, like how they're able to like wiretap a house.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they just move all the furniture out. They put new stuff in.
Okay, let me just say this. Agent Cody Banks was ahead of its time.
It was.
That was a great movie.
Especially when he's learning how to drive. That was pretty funny.
Yeah. Okay, so the next one. Have you ever heard
Sorry. Not when he was learning how to drive. When Lizzie McGuire was learning
how to drive. Oh.
Hillary Duff. Yeah.
Okay. So the next one. Do you know what Project Greek Island was?
No.
Okay, so apparently, this was during, I think, the Cold War time. And in West Virginia, they decided to build this super nice hotel resort.
Okay.
Like, overly nice. Like, this was very luxurious hotel.
Got it. Like, best of the best.
Best of the best, right? And everybody was like, wow, this is, like, really weird that they just put this here.
Yeah.
But what they found out years after, that there was actually a base under the hotel.
What kind of base?
So this base was able to fit 100,000 people.
Wait. 100,000
people under this hotel resort.
Okay, let me just put things in perspective. I think like the Staples Center, the Crypto Arena in LA, has 20,000 people.
Correction. I think it was 100,000 square feet.
Okay.
100,000 square feet under the hotel.
Got it. That's still
like
crazy.
Like a hidden floor.
Yeah.
Right? And I guess this was just made for Congress people if nukes broke out during the Cold War.
So they said, screw everyone in the hotel. They're like, this is only just to protect the Congress people.
Yeah. There was, like, dorms and everything in there, like, so you can live down there.
Yeah.
And it was just made for them. And you could actually, I think you can get tours of this now.
Why would they let people see it? Like, this is what you could have if you're in Congress. But
right.
If you're not, you're screwed. You're dead. We're down here chilling. This is what you're going to be thinking about.
But it makes you think, right? What other buildings could there be out there that have bases under them?
Ooh. That is interesting.
Right? Because nobody knew that this was down there.
Yeah, you would have to assume that a lot of these big buildings must have similar situations underneath them.
Right. Because
they're not just going to pick one random hotel and be like, oh, yeah, this one works good. Exactly. I'm sure there's a lot of hotels or a lot of big skyscrapers that have underground systems that for protection.
That's what's scary. They might be doing some crazy stuff.
You better get into Congress. Like,
you better get your chair
in Congress.
Okay, so the next one is called the Milgram Experiment. Okay, now this was also named the Obedience Experiment.
That just sounds horribly toxic.
Yeah, so they wanted to test how much the average person will listen to someone and see how far they would take it to the extreme. So what they did was they had a random person go into this room, okay, and they had an instructor with them. Now the instructor told them, hit this button if the person in the room over gets this question wrong. Okay, so the instructor would ask the person a question.
Yeah.
And if they got it wrong, they would instruct the random person to press this button. Now this button would shock the person that got the question wrong.
So let me just get this straight. You have an instructor, a random person, and then there's like a glass like window that they can't see. And on the other side, there's an innocent person.
There's an innocent person.
Answering questions that the instructor is asking.
Exactly.
Got it.
Now, if they get that question wrong, the random person has to shock them with a button. Okay. Now, the instructor kept asking the person questions. And every time they would get it wrong. And every time they would press the button, the voltage would get higher.
Okay.
Okay. So the random person obviously hears the other person screaming in pain because they're upping the voltage.
Right.
But the instructor keeps telling them, okay, they got it wrong. Shock them. Right. So they wanted to see how many times the random person would shock someone and hurt someone if they're being instructed to.
So what was the results?
That a lot of people ended up just shocking the person.
Just kept listening.
Kept listening. Only a few people said, like, dude, I am not doing this. This is hurting the other person. I'm going to back out.
So what they found was that no matter what you tell someone, they're just going to be obedient.
Obedient.
And just keep doing it.
Exactly.
Even at the cost of someone else's life.
Yes.
That's so scary.
Right. And what the random person didn't know that was pressing the button.
Yeah.
It actually wasn't shocking the person.
Right. It was just like okay, well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Right. But you just see how ruthless people are and how obedient people are. If someone is being told to do something, they're going to do it.
Jeez. That's like really psycho.
Yeah. Especially because you feel like the instructor has authority over you, right?
Uh-huh.
So you listen to them.
Right.
And that's what people were doing. And they were harming the other person.
Jeez. Crazy. People are ruthless.
Yeah.
You can't trust anybody out here.
Yeah. So the next one is MK Ultra. Okay. Now, we've talked about MK Ultra.
Oh, yeah. Stranger Things, baby. Yeah.
This is exactly what Stranger Things is based on when they took kids, basically, and they try to give them supernatural powers. Like,
this
literally
is real. This is a real thing.
This is a real thing.
Yeah.
Right? I won't say what they expose them to, but they expose them to certain chemicals.
Right.
That they thought would give them telekinesis and, like, telepathic powers.
Right.
I don't think any of them were successful.
Or were they?
We don't know. We really don't. We really don't know.
Right.
So, there could be some people out there with superpowers.
My whole thing is this. Say if you're going to conduct an experiment, right? You're going to pitch to the government, say, like, I want to create a facility where we're going to test people and try to make them into superheroes.
Yeah.
You think before the government signs off on spending billions of dollars on it, like a facility.
Right.
That you have to present some, like, evidence that you've been able to do it first.
Yeah.
Like, see, look, here's my first experiment. This kid has powers. Now, if you gave me more money and more freedom and more of a space to be able to conduct more experiments, I will be able to produce more.
Exactly.
And the government's like probably got to be like, oh, okay, well, at least you have some proof. So I guess we should fund this.
Yeah. But I mean, back then, right, they were so unethical in that sense.
Yeah. They,
right?
Like,
they just kill
animals. And
like, yeah. I mean, you could even look at almost Captain America.
Yeah.
Right? He was just a test subject.
Right.
If it worked, it worked. If it didn't, he's dead.
This is all just speculation. This isn't true. We're just like, say, like, hypothetically, you think you would have some like evidence to back up the reasoning to spend billions of dollars on, like, what is it called?
The Montauk Project
in New York. It's actually a facility, right?
Yeah.
You don't get a billion dollar facility without having some kind of proof that it works.
That's true. Okay, so this next one. This one went down in history to be one of the worst experiments ever done.
Okay.
Okay, it's called the Little Albert experiment.
Oof.
Yeah, it doesn't sound...
No.
Okay.
Sounds horrible.
So this guy, he took this 8-month-old baby named Albert.
Okay.
Okay, and what he did was he wanted to try to figure out if from birth he could try to make a baby scared of something and grow up to be scared of something that's so normal.
Oof.
Just okay. Scared of normal things. He took this 8-month-old baby and yeah. he would show it a pet rat.
Okay.
Okay, but every time he would show it the pet rat, he would make a really loud banging noise so it would scare the baby.
Okay.
So every time he showed the rat, he would make a banging sound.
Yeah.
Now the baby got so conditioned to this, every time the baby saw the rat, it would expect something loud or something scary to happen.
Yeah.
So every time it saw the rat, it would freak out.
Like it
would
cover its ears and like start like...
Well, yeah, it would just start crying and not even want to look at the rat.
Oh, that's right. It's a baby.
What yeah.
It's like a toy.
Now this experiment went on for so long that he got the baby to be scared of so many things. Like he got it to be scared of like white rabbits. He got it to be scared of just looking at like a fake Santa Claus beard.
Okay.
He would just show the beard and the baby would just start crying.
Because he did the whole loud sound thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
With all these different animals.
Got it.
And the reason why this is so bad, right, is because he did this to a baby.
Right.
And it traumatized the baby for life.
That is really disgusting.
And it's really sad.
That is really sad. So yeah. I'm assuming this kid grew up, and even as an adult, he sees these items, and he's scarred. He can't handle it.
Well, I don't know the complete history of the rest of his life, but yeah. It says that he probably grew up traumatized from these.
How sad.
Yeah. But moving on, this is called the Bobo doll experiment.
The Bobo doll. Not yeah. Boba. Bobo doll.
Bobo.
Okay.
Okay.
B-O-B-O.
Yeah,
Bobo. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So back then they had this, like, you know, remember those inflatable, like, punching things, right? You'd punch it, it would fall down and come back up.
Yeah.
So that was like the Bobo doll. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So what they did was they put a child in a room with just the Bobo doll.
Got it.
Okay, just sitting there looking at the Bobo doll. Then they would have an adult come in the room. And what the adult would do is start verbally abusing the Bobo doll, like screaming insults at the Bobo doll.
Okay.
And then it got physically aggressive. So the adult would start punching the Bobo doll, like actually as if they were beating up a human.
And there's a child in the room watching.
And there's a child in the room watching.
Okay.
Now what they did was they would have the adult leave.
Okay.
And then they would just leave the kid in there by himself or by herself and just see what the kid would do. Now after seeing the adult, the kid did the same exact thing. So they wanted to see if the kid would do what the adult did. Just because they saw it with their eyes.
Wait, and so the adult would leave and wait, what would the kid do?
So the kid would start verbally abusing it and start beating it up.
Oh my gosh.
Right? But it's scary because it shows how much kids are paying attention to adults and how much they take from them.
Right. And it's almost like once they see an adult do it, they feel like, oh, it's okay to do. Like I saw someone that I usually look up to do it, so I'm going to do it.
Yeah. So then you see like these kids start to learn aggression. And that's why it's so bad, right? They were able to be exposed to such aggression that they then acted on aggression.
Gosh. I mean, that looks like it happens today. Like, just look at the real world, right? Parents.
Yeah.
They have certain beliefs, right? And they really do certain things like a certain way. The right. kids start doing the same things, like live out that same belief.
Exactly. I mean, you see videos all the time where parents would curse in front of their kids and then their kids would repeat it.
Right.
It's like the same thing.
Wow, who would have thought, though, that the act of violence and abuse would be transferred over to the kid where they felt it was okay to do?
Yeah, and it wasn't like the adult went in the room acting like they're having fun. No, they're acting aggressive.
Right.
So it wasn't like the kid was hitting it for fun.
This is on video?
I'm pretty sure it's on video.
Dang, that's scary. You can see how like this long lineage of like bad language or whatever it may be can continue.
But that's all the experiments I got.
All right, guys. Well, thank you guys so much for watching and listening. This podcast was shorter than usual. So as of right now, when you're watching this, Daniel and I are actually in Japan doing some content out there. So we had to shoot this before we left.
Yeah.
So if you guys don't mind, hit the subscribe button, hit the like button, comment what you guys want us to talk about next week. Also, follow us on Instagram at Just the Nobodies. There'll probably be like, you know, stuff from Japan, like exclusive footage on their content. So check out that. Also check out our TikTok, Just the Nobodies. And we'll see you guys tomorrow on TikTok. And we'll see you guys next Saturday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube.
We'll see you on the TikTok.
God bless you guys. See ya.
Love ya.